You know who else is coming on Friday? Grant McCauley. And Tiff, I about had to have it out with him last week about this, but I've got even more questions now, so I hope he comes prepped on Friday because it's go time.
I don't want you to hurt him, but in case you do, he knows that he could call Morgan & Morgan. This hour is sponsored by them. It's America's largest injury law firm. All right, let's talk about the Braves.
This is not to be used as evidence. The show is not to be used as evidence.
Run the tape.
Knock it back.
Braves, I feel like it's, you know, they lose 5-3 to the Giants. Ronaldo Lopez allowing 2 runs, 4 hits, and he had 4 Ks out of 6 through five innings. Walked 4, excuse me, and had 6 Ks. There you go. Carried this morning.
Doing great, sweetie.
5 innings pitch. But, yeah, this is a I'll let you, I guess, put it in better words then.
I probably can't.
I don't know where y'all going to go.
I don't think there are better words. There's times with this offense. It's just like, I would just assume get a root canal than watch this offense take some of the at bats. And the problem,
was actually in Which One Wednesday last week.
here's the issue. Now look, I'm gonna be negative while being realistic at the same time. And the
good, because I'm gonna be negative.
Well, I expect that from you.
You know me.
The reality of the situation is when you get past all shot. I mean. Really, Austin Riley, it's not very good. I know Sean Murphy has not played a ton of games, and he is starting to heat up. He did have a home run last night, and I'm not going to sit there and kill him, but the reality of the situation is the guy's not even hitting 300. His own base percentage is not even over 300. And honestly, to me, you know, you need guys with 320 to 30 on base percentage or higher to be a productive major league player. You're not getting that from Sean Murphy, Duvall, Forrest Wall, Zach Short. Arcia's not giving it to you. I mean, you're not getting any production from the bottom half of this lineup, and part of that is due to injuries.
Why aren't the big hits coming? Let's take a listen to Austin Riley.
Each night, it seems like, you know, when we're in this situation, we're right there. And just, you know, can't get that, you know, that big hit to build that momentum and keep going and you know, for whatever reason. But, you know, we just got to continue to push forward and work every day.
You know how there's like, you know, 5 stages of grief and all, you know, that kind of thing. I'm watching this game yesterday. Bo and I are prepping for the big race last night on the Chicago street course in the simulator. And I'm watching this game take off, and I'm sitting there like cringing every time I feel like an opportunity is missed, be it a runner on base or be it Kelnick striking out runners on second and third with one out, or Ronaldo Lopez serving up a tater or whatever it may be. Whatever the case may be, and then I almost slap myself because I'm like, this was supposed to be one of the greatest offenses of this generation, and I'm sitting here cringing about the lack of bringing one run across the plate.
Who's supposed to be the greatest offense? You mean the one with Ronald Acuna playing, with Michael Harris healthy, with fact that
so those guys were tearing the cover off the ball before they got
that's
hurt?
That's not the point. What the point is, though.
What is the point?
The point, well, you want me to say it? I'll tell you. The fact that this lineup last night is not, honestly, Forrest Wall's not a major league player. Zach Short is not a major league starter.
Why is Zach Short playing?
Well, because Orlando Arcia, I guess, didn't brush well enough because he's got an abscess tooth. I don't know what the hell to tell you about that. But the problem is I'm not going to sit as frustrated as I am with this team from an offensive level. They have been better somewhat lately. But I can't expect Jared Kelnick to get every big hit for this team. I mean, Matt Olson has to do his job, too, as well as Ozuna has cooled off a little bit. But when I think about the ineptitude of this offense, I look at the fact that I'm depending on Adam Duvall and Forrest Wall to come up with big hits and Zach Short. And honestly, we told you this was Arcia last year. But everyone was like, nope, see, we don't need Dansby. And I'm not saying Dansby's killing it in Chicago right now, but the guy we had here was a guy that was producing. Now the shortstop position offensively is a black hole. One of your corner outfield spots, really, both of them right now are black holes because Kelnick's having to play center. I think you can at least get Michael Harris back, and maybe Arcia comes back and starts to maybe get hot. I don't know, but the fact that this lineup last night, the fact that they got three runs almost was amazing. It's just not a very good lineup right now. But when I hear this should be the greatest offense of all time, this isn't that offense. The biggest part of that offense was having Ronald Acuña at leadoff, where even he could draw walks, he could get on and create play, you know, something with his legs. You don't have that.
I'm going to hold my tongue for just a few minutes.
We'll continue the conversation, and maybe when we come back, we can switch gears to something positive with the Braves. Maybe a little Jesse Chavez talk. I don't know if you guys are up for that, but...
Oh, he gave up a dinger last night, too, so...
Well, we get to talk about something good.
But he's got a T-shirt.
Dang it! We'll be right back here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.